Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties as Board of Education member in and for the Marysville Exempted Village School District, Union County, Ohio, to the best of my ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during my continuance in said office and until my successor is chosen and qualified. So we got it.
Thank you.
I will put it on the Marysville website. You bet. You tell your teachers, okay?
I, Matt Keller, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties as Board of Education member in and for the Marysville Exempted Village School District, Union County, Ohio, to the best of my ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during my continuance in said office and until my successor is chosen and qualified.
I do.
Congratulations. Welcome.
I can do a D.
You did a D, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You say you're ready to dig up?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
So good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the order the January 8th, 2024 meeting of the Marysville Exempt Village School District. Can I have a roll call?
Mr. Ferguson?
Here.
Mr. Keck?
Here.
Mr. Keller?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Now, can you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Right. First item of business is nomination for president. I would like to nominate Bill Keck for president.
Second.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, now I need a motion to close the nomination process.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, and now we need a roll call vote on the vote for the president.
Sorry, this screws me up. So do we need to vote? Do we need to do a roll call for the closing the nominations?
Yes. Yep.
And that was the one that Mr. Smith made the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Keck seconded.
So Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
And so now we need a roll call for the motion by Ms. Savage to elect Mr. Keck.
Correct.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Abstain.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Keck.
So it's my turn, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So now we need to elect a vice president. And so the floor is open for nominations.
I nominate Nan Savage for vice president.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Any other nominations?
Right. Any other nominations, yes. Thank you.
I had to study.
Yeah.
Okay, no other nominations?
No other nominations. Do I have a motion to close nominations?
So moved.
Second.
Been probably moved and seconded to close the nominations. Roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes. And now we're on the motion to elect Nan as Vice President.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Okay. And now we need a motion to adopt the agenda for this evening.
So moved.
And I think it says January 9th, but it should be 8th on there. But. So moved. Is there a second?
Yes.
Been properly moved and seconded to adopt the agenda. Any discussion on the agenda? And we're ready for a roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes. Next item of business, establish meeting dates, times, and locations. I think those have all been laid out for us. Is there a motion, first of all? Let's go there. To establish those as printed.
So moved.
And second.
Okay.
So it's
Mr. Smith moved it. Nan seconded. Any discussion?
We just maintain the third Thursday of the month like we do now, with the exception of December.
Yeah. I had just one thing, July. If we could move that to the fourth Thursday, I would be here. Otherwise, I would amend the location to Alaska, because that's where I'll be on the third Thursday.
To move it to July 25th?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a major issue for anybody or.
At this point, I don't know.
We'll need a motion to amend that then to the 25th. Anybody can.
I will move that we amend our calendar for the month of July from the third Thursday to the fourth Thursday of the month.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been properly moved and seconded that we amend the calendar. Is there any discussion on the amendment? I would like to say thank you. And that would be my only discussion. So we're ready for a vote on the amendment.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes. And now we're on the motion as amended, as the calendar, and I think the meeting room. Is there anything else in that motion? I don't believe. So we're ready for roll call unless there's any other discussion.
Yeah, I just make a comment that it's nice to have a place to meet on a consistent basis. I know it makes the lives of the building principals and custodians a little easier, that they don't have to get ready for a board meeting.
All those in favor?
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes. And now we're on to establishing compensation for board members, and I don't think that's changed statewide. It's at $125 a meeting times 24 meetings, maximum of 24 meetings. So I need a motion to do that.
So moved.
Is there a second? Otherwise, we don't get paid.
Second.
Okay. Been probably moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on that policy?
Just an observation, I think last year was the first year we actually had 24 or more meetings. So
Everyone after the 24 was a freebie.
Yes. So hopefully we are under meetings and underpaid. So.
Okay, roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes. Next item of business would be to establish a board service fund. And I would need a motion for that.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
And I believe that's listed at $7,500 for the year. And you say we haven't exceeded that?
We've never exceeded that since I've been the treasurer, so it should be sufficient.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on that?
No, you asked the question that I always ask. So. Is that going to be enough?
Is that going to be enough? Yeah.
Mr. Right. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes. And that leads us to appointment, Board of Education committee members. And at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Nan, who has laid that out, I believe, very nicely.
All right. So we have made assignments. So sorry.
Oh, that was perfect.
Yeah.
The highlight of the night.
I totally forgot to turn that off. So we've made assignments at this time. In many cases, there's two people assigned to the committee. It's permissible for one person to attend, and there's possibility of changing if there's specific needs, but these are the assignments as of 2024. So acting secretary in treasurer's absence would be Jermaine Ferguson. President pro tem for 2025 would be Jermaine. The school district city meeting is going to be Bill and Dick Smith. District administration policy, Nan and Jermaine. District finance is going to be Nan and Bill Keck. Superintendent's Advisory Committee is Matt and Bill. District Strategic Plan Work Planning will be Jermaine and Nan. Board Handbook Orientation, that will be Nan and Matt. Safety and Wellness will be Jermaine. Ohio High Point Representative will be Steve Cox. This will be his third year of the three-year appointment, so we'll have to talk to him next year. OSB Legislative Liaison will be Jermaine. OSB Student Achievement will be Matt. OSBA Business Meeting at Capitol Conference will be Bill, with Jermaine as the alternative. So we will have that updated in the PDF file probably tomorrow. So any concerns, suggestions, feedback?
Do we have a motion to accept these appointments?
So moved.
Second.
Been properly moved and seconded that we accept these as Nan has laid them out. Is there any discussion? Nobody turning down their appointment? Okay, we're ready for a roll call then.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes. And that takes us to the annual standing resolutions. I read through all those. I don't see any problems with them. So accepting, looking for a motion to accept those. If you all want to read through them, we can.
I'll move that we accept these.
Okay.
Or adopt, I guess adopt
them. Adopt them. Yep. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion on these? You look like you're ready to say something, Jermaine.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay, good. All right, we're ready for a roll call then, no discussion.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes. And the next thing is to establish a date for this organizational meeting next year. I would only say that it should be sooner because there's been some stuff going on and no president at this point in time, so.
The first Monday would be January 6th.
Okay. Would that work for you? I mean,
it's a weird year. January 1st is a Wednesday. So then you have a Thursday, Friday. So it would probably be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Would we want to do it? Is the third a Friday then? Is the third a Friday?
Yes.
Would you want it to do it on the third?
It's fine with me. I'm more concerned about that.
Oh, okay. Maybe then.
Do you have to do it in January?
It has to be done in January.
Yeah.
And before the 15th.
It had to be Monday.
And it's before what did you say, Nan?
It has to be before the 15th, right?
Has okay. To, yeah. So you could do it on that Friday if you want. Obviously, a pretty short meeting.
Yeah.
We've just had a couple of things pop up.
When have the things that popped up, did those occur while school was in session after the break when people had returned? Okay. So where does that pop up? Okay. I don't know off the top of my head either.
Friday the 5th? So like the 3rd next year? Friday the 3rd is the first Friday in January.
Right. We're seeing if kids are in session then.
So do we have a motion for a date? Or you're still working on it? Or
you're trying to find out when school comes back in session.
We don't want to be before that.
Well, yeah. Thinking about their, you know, interfering with their break. I'm not so worried about us.
We're broke.
Yeah. My wife and I don't have much of a life anyway, sometimes.
See, now I'm the
post. One never knows.
I don't know. I won't use that much for a minute. Okay.
I guess we don't have it posted. I know we've approved it, but it's not.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
You got it? I can't see it on my phone.
Yeah. So, no school for students on Friday the 3rd.
Hmm. Well, then let's go to the 6th.
Monday the 6th, there is school.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that makes sense to me, rather than having a board meeting and having our superintendent and treasurer have to be here.
Yeah, during their vacation.
Yeah.
So do we have a motion?
I'll move that our organizational meeting be at 5:30 on January 6, 2025.
Is there a second?
Second.
They're probably moved and seconded that we have an organizational meeting next year, January 6th, 5:30. Same location, hopefully. Yep. Is there any discussion that we haven't already had? All those in favor, Todd?
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Caffey?
Yes. And that brings us to comments, questions from board members. And
welcome, Matt, and congratulations to you and Jermaine. Welcome back, and congratulations to you. I'm looking forward to a great year, and we've got some exciting things ahead of us.
So I'd like to thank you for trusting me to take the VP position. And I'll do my very best to keep everyone organized and communicated too.
And Matt?
What the?
You have any comments?
No, I'm excited to be here.
Great.
Work with all of you and represent our kids, staff, and community.
Great.
Again, thank you. Matt, welcome.
Thank
and,
you.
And best of luck to our newly appointed leadership. I know this is important year, and so look forward to working with everyone and moving forward.
I appreciate the trust you guys have put in me. Hope to not let you down. And with that, we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded. Now we need a roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Mr. Caffey?
Yes. And turn off the recorder.
Okay.
Bill, I didn't call you.